With lava from Kilauea volcano steadily advancing towards Pahoa, less than a mile from Apa'a Street and the Pahoa Transfer Station, the need to provide emergency access has become even more urgent. And now it looks like a solution has been reached. Mayor Billy Kanoi says Hawaii County has completed work on both Railroad Avenue and Government Beach Road. They will be open for access to Lower Puna if lava crosses Highway 130. But with the lava steadily moving towards the ocean, the concern becomes what happens after it crosses the highway.
Based on projection from HVO, that if the lava breaches 130, if the lava continues, it would ultimately sever Railroad and Government Beach Road. The only access out of Lower Puna would then be Chain of Craters Road.
Hawaii Volcanoes National Park administrators had agreed only to a one-lane road with designated times for travel in each direction. But after weeks of negotiation, Kanoi, U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and U.S. Senator Brian Schatz worked out an agreement.
We're pleased to collectively announce the width of this road will be 22 feet. This will be a two-way road. It will allow for two-way access. It is the width of the original road. It is also the size of all roads within the current Volcanoes National Park. Because we are going to move forward with the 22-foot road and not in excess of the old easement for the old road, we have a reasonable degree of confidence that we'll be able to successfully pursue federal reimbursement.
There is still a lot to do: design, engineering, compliance work, and construction. But this announcement clears the way for work to begin. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.